If fall comes, can winter be far behind? And does wintertime mean sniffles and sneezes for you, one miserable cold after another for your family? This winter, you can give them more complete relief from cold discomforts with bromoquinine cold tablets. Yes, more people have taken more bromoquinine for more complete relief than any other tablet ever sold for colds. You could use aspirin or cough syrups and nose drops all day long and not get bromoquinine's relief. For bromoquinine does more. It works to relieve that stopped-up nose, aching muscles, feverishness, the blues a cold so often brings, temporary irregularity, and headache, too. More complete relief, even for virus colds. The reason more people take bromoquinine cold tablets. Remember, insist on bromoquinine brand cold tablets. Speaking of somebody that's out in the cold, let's look in on Titus Moody. He's out in the woods.
This will make a whole wagon load of trees I've cut down since Saturday, stranger. Yeah, I need the lumber for a new cow barn. Bought 50 new cows. That Miss Rudkin over to Pepperidge Farm, she keeps wanting more fresh milk and butter for a Pepperidge Farm white bread. Maggie, I says, you won't catch none of them big city bakers putting expensive farm ingredients into their bread. Titus, Miss Rudkin says, Pepperidge Farm bread is going to be firm and fresh and full of nourishment. And that means good farm ingredients. You know, maybe she knows what she's doing. Because them city folks, they're going for Pepperidge Farm bread. Their sir says it gives them lots of pep and energy. Timber! Well, you all right, stranger? Young fella like you ought to be able to move faster than that. Maybe you need some of Miss Rudkin's Pepperidge Farm bread. Here, let me help you up.
Back from the woods, down through suburbia, and into the city. Don't forget that tonight is Beggar's Night, or Trick-or-Treat Night, or whatever it is they call the night before Halloween up your way. Be sure to have the cookie jar all filled with enough apples to meet that invasion of little feet pattering across your front porch, the bell ringing, and the strangely familiar little voice saying through the mask, "Trick-or-treat, lady." And tomorrow, of course, Halloween, which is not at all soaping windows, you know. You can find out who your own true love is that night if you know the secret. There's a superstition that says all you have to do is to walk down the cellar steps backwards at midnight with a candle in one hand and a mirror in the other, and you'll see your true love in the mirror. Or was it that you'd break your leg on the steps? I don't remember which. Anyway, if it were a choice of that or never finding out, I think I might be inclined to echo Harry Belafonte when he sings, "Don't Ever Love Me."
While in that gay tropic isle, I first saw that maiden smile. Though I had failed in the past, I said, "This is true love at last." But then she whispered to me that our love never could be. Destiny, oh, when will I see the day? Hopelessly, I've wandered so long this way. This could never be, she said pleadingly. Don't ever love me, I'm just fancy free. This could never be, she said pleadingly. Don't ever love me. My love was motion and grace, the moonlight soft on her face. I held her close in my arms, my heart was quick to her charms. But then I saw in her glance, it was just an evening's romance. Destiny, oh, when will I see the day? I've wandered so long this way. This could never be, she said pleadingly. Don't ever love me, I'm just fancy free. This could never be, she said pleadingly. Don't ever love me. This could never be, she said pleadingly. Don't ever love me.
Harry Belafonte, if I had to tell you. Nice, wasn't it? Here's dollar-saving news from Libby's to folks all over the metropolitan New York area. Today and tomorrow, you'll receive a special envelope from Libby's. Inside that envelope are 10 coupons to save you a whole dollar, because Libby's gives you 10 cents off on each can of Libby's peaches, Libby's fruit cocktail, Libby's pineapple chunks, crushed or sliced, Libby's pineapple juice, tomato juice, peas, corn cream style or whole kernel corn, and then there are beets, and there's Libby's corned beef hash and Libby's beef stew. Today or tomorrow, folks all over metropolitan New York will be receiving this special envelope from Libby's with Libby's dollar-saving coupons. Just take them to your favorite grocer, stock up on Libby's famous products, and save. So you'll be watching, won't you, for your envelope from Libby's. And save that whole dollar. You'll be mighty glad you did. The Johnson Brothers, who have a way with a song, do us now no other love. To the sound of martial music. You like martial music? Love a parade, the tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. And they march all over the country, even out in California.
Vigorous taste.
Taste?
There's the word that tells the whole powerful story of today's Petri. When you first taste this finer quality wine, you'll discover a lightness of body unmatched by any other wine. And you'll get a bottle of solid satisfaction. Next time you go shopping, look for Petri on the shelf. You'll recognize it even before you read the label, because Petri wine is sparkling clear to the eye and clean to the taste. It's a good rule to remember. Whenever you think of good taste, think of Petri wine.
Petri wine is delight, delightful. Petri wine is exciting to try. Petri wine with the light, bright taste. Petri wine with the light, but vigorous taste.
Petri Wine Company, San Francisco. La, 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 la,
la. Dick Jacobs.
Lovely ladies of Milano, don't mind a little harmless fling. That's why the rich Americano goes to Milano each spring. The lovely ladies of Milano will take a tourist on the town. And when a moonlight kiss commences, language fences break down. Hands intertwined quickly find ways to say you thrill me so much. And brother, you need no guidebooks to train starry-eyed looks and a touch. The lovely ladies of Milano believe in love and brotherhood. Teach the rich Americano Italiano, but good. Lovely ladies of Milano, believe in love and brotherhood. They teach the rich Americano Italiano, but good.
It's wonderful to hear songs from all over the world. It just sort of brings us all together, but you know, the one nice thing is just to stay right here and especially on a day like this when I'm celebrating a 25th anniversary on radio. Nice feeling. All I can think of is not the ladies of Milano or faraway places, but something right close. There's a far land, I'm told, where I'll find a field of gold. But here, I'll stay with you. And they say there's an isle deep with clover, where your heart wears a smile all day through. But I know well they're wrong, and I know where I belong. And here I'll stay with you, for that land is a sand illusion. It's the theme of a dream gone astray, and the world others woo. I can find loving you,
And so here I'll stay.
Well, here I'm singing Here I'll Stay, and now I got company. Mel Richmond, what are you doing here?
Good morning, Lanny. How are you? I guess you're very surprised to see all of us in the studio with you today.
Well, we have a show going on here. What is all this? Look who's coming here. What is this?
Well, I'll tell you, Lanny. We know that your show today was a festival of songs. And the music contact men and music publishers would like to join in your festival of 25 years in the music and radio industries. Well, congratulations from all of us.
Well, Mel Richmond, thank you very much. Mel is with the Irving Berlin Company, and look what we've got here. We've got Lenny Mizell, we've got, well, wait a sec, all the names. And Sammy, you've been asking me about songs, Irving Tantz. Well, it's very nice. I think you ought to say hello to the radio audience. How many have you been on?
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
And there's Dick Stone of Paramount Famous, and there's Hi Ross, and let's see, there's Julie LaMotta there, and I see somebody from E.B. Marks. Well, what do we got? And a lovely cake. Milton, how is your appetite this morning? Says to Lanny, happy 25th anniversary, and it's not quite as big as the one Elizabeth Taylor got at Madison Square Garden, but it is a Mike Todd production, this cake. Terrific. With a little...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You know, Jack Benny's only 39, now I'm only 25.
That's right.
Well, what can I do in return to you wonderful fellas? Well, maybe I should explain to the audience, to you people listening, that this is really touching. This has taken me by complete surprise. A lot of these men are, I call them song pluggers. They don't like that word too much, but that's what it amounts to. They are musical contact men. They are the people who are the advance guard of all the songs that you've come to love. They're the ones that bring out songs perhaps before you've heard them. They come around to see us, like now take Mel Richmond, who just spoke to me. Irving Berlin's great song, Blue Skies, of course, hardly needs to be mentioned anymore. We do that, and it has been done for many, many years. But when a new one comes out like Sayonara, Mel, is that right? Did I say that right?
That's right.
So it would go like this. Sayonara, Japanese goodbye. Whisper sayonara, but you mustn't cry. I don't think Irving Berlin has ever written a song like that, has he?
Something new for him.
And now, Sammy, how long have you been in the music business? Come a little closer. How many?
49 years.
And I'm celebrating 25? You made me feel like a kid.
Well, Lanny, all I can say, I've been contacting you for 25 years, and believe me, it was wonderful to be able to know a fellow like Lanny Ross. And all the boys in the music business, I know appreciate you, because you've been very nice to us.
And you're with the
Broadway Music Corporation.
And Von Tilser too, aren't you?
Von Tilser.
And you asked me to sing a little song. You know, not only, folks, not only the new songs have to be introduced to the public, but sometimes these music men have to refresh our recollection about the old songs. Like, remember this one? Give me the moonlight, to give me the girl, and leave the rest to me. Now, we said we'd get it in, Sammy, sometime. Oh, you're going to sing it.
As we all can see.
Attaboy.
Give me a beach for two, where we can bill and coo, and mine she's bound to be. If there's anyone in doubt and they'd like to try me out, give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave the rest to me.
Well, there's one fella. I wish we had time, but we will during the course of the weeks to come, friends. We'll have lots of these wonderful songs, but it's been wonderful, surprising to me, and I hope pleasant for you to meet some of the men that are behind the songs that you've come to love. As we usually say about this time of day, it's about that time again when we must say goodbye. And this has been Lanny Ross with Milton Kay at the piano and about 49 song contact men in the studio right now. And we're about to consume a cake. Wish you could all join us, but be back with us again tomorrow. So long, folks.